We are in Come Follow Me, week 42, which is both the books of Thessalonians. And the word that jumped out to me over and over and over in these chapters was abound. And I love that word because to me, it's just flowing over. You can't even contain it. It's so great. And so I want to start in chapter 3, verse 12 and 13. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another, toward all men, even as we do toward you. To the end, he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God. Chapter 4, verse 7. For God hath not called us unto uncleanliness, but unto holiness. And that I so love because I think sometimes we hear often that people have a hard time that we say we're the only true church or that we are the chosen. And I love the chosen shirts. I wear those. I love that show. But what it means to me is he has called us to holiness, to be an example of him and to show his love, to abound, to draw people to him, not because we're more special, but because like his three apostles and like John, the beloved, who chose to stay and bring people to him, that's what we chose. We want to abound. I love that. Okay, verse 10. We beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more. Don't stay where you are. Don't stagnate. Continue to follow him and to try and be like him. Verse 11, that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. 12, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, that ye may have lack of nothing. And I just think it's about praying at Christmas time to give this gift to Jesus, to not yell anymore, and him giving me the power to do it. It's about praying to forgive and pouring out my heart with a desire to do so, and him taking that from me and giving me the ability to do so. It's about looking at marriage, looking at children as an opportunity to be refined in our families, to be made more. What does the Lord want to teach me in this? It so reminded me of Sister Runya's conference talk, which was my answer to prayer, and how she said, does each member of the family know we are whole and complete because you are in it, in our family? We love you. And I just love that. It's charity. It's abounding in our representation of who Christ is. Okay, chapter 4, verse 5, or chapter 5, verse 5. Ye are all the children of light, the children of the day, not of the night, not of darkness. Verse 6. Therefore, let us not sleep, excuse me, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. And I love this footnote of sober, vigilant, circumspect, watchful, wanting to be who God wants us to be. That is beautiful. Verse 21, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. And that just means to me, test it, see if it feels good. I know there's questions. I know we don't have answers to everything. But test what we do have answers to. Test how it makes you feel to be a member of the church and decide if it's better than walking without the light. There, it is just beautiful that we are children of the light. It's Moses saying, who art thou and where is your light? For I am a child of God, knowing who we are. It's that conference talk. I am an apostle, but that is my calling. That is not my identity. I am a father, but that is my title. That is not my identity, and I'm saying it in my words. I am a child of God, and I hope that abounds. His light abounds in me so that you can see and desire. As Sister Runya said, we should stay at the tree and beckon. We should eat the fruit, and it should seem glorious and joyful that others will want to come and have what we have. See the happiness, see the peace, see the joy. Okay, 2 Thessalonians. Okay, verse 15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast by him. Hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle, or whether by the examples of others around you. Look at who is happy, who is at peace. Decide that's what you want in your life. 17, comfort your hearts, establish you in every good word and work. By their fruits ye shall know them. You may have questions, but look, who are the children of light? Who has joy and happiness? Follow that. Chapter 3, verse 6. Ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which he received. It's so important who we surround ourselves with, but continue with me in this. Verse 7, for yourselves know how ye ought to follow us. For we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. So who are your examples? Who do you follow? Verse 10. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should they eat. You can't be lazy. You can't be casual. You can't fall asleep in this world of darkness. Awake, awake, shine the light, go towards it and work for the word. Prove it. And see that it brings happiness and shine his light through you to others. Verse 13, be not weary in well doing. 15, ye count him not as an enemy. This is where you separate yourselves from those who aren't walking after God. I love this. Count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Stand by the tree, beckon, love. Sister Runya said, if it's not with love, they cannot hear it. Verse 16, now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. And I just want to end. Sister Irene passed away on Sunday, and I grew up next door to the Irene family. And for whatever reason, there were 10 of us in my family, Sister Irene picked me. And she would have me come watch the kids. She would be there reading. She would have me sew for her. She would have me do various different projects, clean. And it made me feel that she trusted me, that she loved me. She always asked me how school was, what I planned to be when I grew up. When I went away to college, I came back and I would check in at home and check in at the Irings. And she always had a smile on her face and a chuckle. She had the best sense of humor. But as I wrote yesterday in my journal into the family, two memories stand out. And one was for 20 years, over 20 years, she's had Alzheimer's, and I've been able to visit her almost weekly. And one time when I came and she could still talk, she said, "Who are all these people you brought with you?" I could not see them. But I did not doubt that Sister Irene could, and I had angels, and that meant everything to me. The second thing was one day we were sitting in the living room talking, and the mood completely changed. And she started to mouth into the air, into motion, and I knew she was talking to someone from the other side of the veil. And I dared not move or breathe or speak because I did not want to break the feeling. And tears were streaming down my face. And this went on for about a half hour. And then it ended. And she grabbed my face and kissed me and said, "I love you so much." Sister Irene was someone I watched and modeled and saw the light of Christ through her and wanted to be like her. I have no doubt there was a Mary who was willing to be the instrument in God's hands because I saw Sister Irene. I have no doubt there was a Queen Esther who was willing to walk into danger to do God's will, to be this mighty queen and deliver her people because I knew Sister Irene. I have no doubt there is a Sariah in the scriptures who left her home and sacrificed everything to follow her husband, Lehi the prophet, because I lived next door to Sister Irene. I am so grateful for the love that abounded in her and the light of Christ and the love that I felt from her and her example. Because of her, my testimony is stronger, and I'm so grateful for that. I hope you know the church is true, and more than that, I hope you know how much our Savior loves you.